inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a
And this week's edition of Garden Talk, we do a little more pruning in our yard and garden. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So some damage on some trees, some rhododendrons around town. What caused that?
Oh, yes. There is quite a lot of it. I've been getting calls. I've seen it in my driving around and visiting gardens in person. And it is the result, and we hate to keep harping on it, but we had a really nasty winter. And the results of it are showing up on rhododendrons and other evergreens particularly, and that includes pine trees and cedars, arborvitaes too. So it's because we had the really cold weather with no snow cover. Frost penetrated pretty deep into the ground, and that means that evergreens cannot move moisture from their roots up into their leaves or needles that they may have, because they're still slowly respiring. And you may have seen during those cold spells, rhododendrons, their leaves will droop and curl in response to that, trying to conserve moisture. So what we've seen is what looks like dead or dying, browned off leaves. We can call it windburn in some cases. And it is also very interesting if people have different varieties of rhodies in their yard. Some will be just perfectly nice, green, and healthy, which of course indicates a bit more hardiness. And others next to them may look really ugly. And mostly I'm counseling patients.
Wait, so what do you do? Just prune off the dead and dying leaves, or just go all the way to the stem or the entire branch?
Yeah. And actually I'm pruning or saying don't do anything. Unfortunately, that means they look ugly for a while. But rhododendrons do have the ability to sprout back quite vigorously. And certainly we'll see that even by the end of May, of course things are slow anyway, we're still 3 weeks behind normal, well, whatever normal is. But there will be sprouting certainly by then. I should see new buds sprouting, and what will happen, those really badly damaged leaves will either fall off or can be gently pulled off. Now, if there isn't sprouting by, say, the end of May, then people can start pruning things back. And because rhodies can sprout all along even bare stems, because there's old hidden buds from when there were leaves along those stems, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago even, it's surprising what they can come back from. Unfortunately, that also means they'll probably have lost a lot of the big fat flower buds, probably won't open. And that's something that, again, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Those buds still stay tight and brown. They aren't expanding and getting soft and, you know, eventually colorful. You can break those buds off and see that they're actually brown inside.
Oh, okay.
So, again, patience to wait if people are that way, you know, if it's a big old rhododendron particularly. And, you know, with pine trees, the leaves and the needles are not going to turn green again. So some careful pruning may help to make them look a little better, and pruning on those can happen now. This is a fine time of year for pruning, trimming evergreens if they have gotten a little out of control, and maybe some of that brown stuff can be pruned off.
Okay, and that's what you meant by patience, even though you might be freaking out and want to just kind of like cut everything off,
or tear out the rhododendron that's obviously dead, you know, and replace it with a new healthy looking one. So, yeah, if they are well-established rhodies, wait if you can. You know, if you're not having the big wedding party or whatever in the yard for the 1st of June or something like that, be patient.
Okay, and before we go, you a little bit of a heads up about something that's coming up this weekend?
Yes, the Primrose Show will be happening down at Centennial Hall, and so if folks want to enter, Primrose still can. Dig up some nice plants that are hopefully showing color or starting to bloom. Put them in some nice pots. Bring them down by 9 o'clock Saturday morning at the Centennial Hall. We'll be judging, and hopefully that will be done by 10. Then people can view the beautiful primroses that we can grow here in town and learn a bit more, hopefully.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO during the summer growing season. 'Cause the time is